Rover Curiosity has detected wafts of methane on Mars, fueling speculation, again, that the gas may be coming from some form of life. Space commentator Leo Enright joins us. Leo, there is a small element here of here we go again. What has been found?
Well, Rachel, this is important. Announcing that you've detected Mars on the detected methane on the surface of Mars is the scientific equivalent of shouting fire in a crowded theatre. You have to be very sure of what you're saying. Now, fortunately, this team of men and women are the honours students. They know exactly what they're doing, and they have an extraordinarily powerful laboratory sitting on the surface. So the detection is important. We don't want to jump to conclusions, but it advances our understanding of Mars significantly.
It sounds, though, as though there's plenty of work still to be done on this.
Oh, certainly. I mean, as you said, you can't be sure where this methane came from. It might be biotic. It might have come from an organism. It could also equally have come from a geological process. So we need to be careful. Methane has been an issue around Mars for more than 10 years. It was first detected at Mars by the European Mars Express mission, and there have been other detections since in locations around the planet from orbit. Methane is significant because it can come from organisms. We produce it ourselves. It's what the little bugs inside our tummy produce. And I suppose you could say that Mars had an embarrassing social moment while the little rover was trekking across the surface. But just what caused this smell, we can't be sure, but it does appear to be local, very close to the rover, and that's exciting too.
Another thing that's interesting is that these spikes of methane appear to be coming and going. They're transient.
Yes, that's what's so interesting, and they're waiting for it now. This has changed their tactics on the surface. They're waiting for another whiff of methane, because next time they're going to try and work out exactly what direction it's coming from and try to drive to the location. Because methane is important for two reasons. One, it could be a biological source, but secondly, even if it's not a biological source, methane is routinely used here on Earth by other microbes to grow. So a methane-producing location is exciting for all sorts of reasons.
Well, it's always good to end the programme with some exciting news. Leo, thanks a million for that. Leo Enright, space commentator there.